Proclamation number 6774 of 3rd of March, 1957. Defense of the word should not stop proclamation. Don't let yourselves be distracted by the rejection of those to whom you want to bring my word, but only lovingly present to them what moves you inwardly, for this is the urging of my spirit. And if your fellow human beings remain defensive, then don't try to force the spiritual knowledge upon them, but go on and leave those with blessing thoughts. 3rd of the 3rd, 1957. Every person has free will and even my word may not exert any coercion on him. And therefore it is brought to all people in such a natural way that he can freely decide himself to accept or reject it. And even the word directly conveyed to you by me will not compel faith, because it can only be directly imparted to a person in a certain degree of faith, and thus only one task remains for you, who want to serve me, to inform your fellow human beings of the treasure you possess, and their faith in it depends on their own degree of maturity and their own will. But where a strong will of love urges you to communicate, you will also be more successful, for the fellow human being will feel the love and his will of resistance will no longer be so strong. He will reflect, and then much will already have been gained, because then my enlightened helpers will be able to intervene and often have a successful effect on him. In the last days before the end you will not be able to achieve many successes, for people cannot often be won over to spiritual words. They see too worldly and their eyes no longer recognize the light which shines towards them when my word is offered to them. They are blinded by the wisps which flash brightly and weaken their vision for the gentle light which my love radiates in the word. Moreover, they also don't want to seek their salvation outside of the places where they assume it to be, but where it can rarely be found. And if they would only seek my word there, then I would also reveal myself to them in the word and those places. But external customs and traditions which they find there are enough for them. The giver of strength. My word. But they do not desire it, and therefore I send you, my servants, in the way to offer them what they lack and carelessly fail to fetch strength from my word for their assent. But you, too, will seldom find hungry and thirsty people, for mostly they have already nourished themselves elsewhere with food that is unhealthy for their souls. And so it is necessary to make an attempt everywhere, so that no one can say that I have not knocked at his door and desired admittance. I myself want to have addressed them once, be it through you or also by listening to my word in the usual way. Once they merely desire to hear me myself, then I will certainly speak to them, and the strength of my word, of my address, will not remain without effect. For everyone receives if only he desires. The time of grace is coming to an end and my words will sound ever more urgently and also call upon you, my servants, to increase your activity, for you, too, are unaware of how much I already care about the salvation of a single soul and that this salvation can succeed through the supply of my word. And therefore the resistance and rejection of unwilling fellow human beings should not distract you or hinder you in your vineyard work or make you lukewarm. Some seeds do fall on good soil, and they can sprout and bear fruit. But where you are met with hostility, there shake the dust from your feet. For these have been worked on by my adversary and they will still completely belongs to him. And that you will also achieve nothing despite goodwill to help them. For they will not let my word penetrate their ears, much less their hearts. But they, too, can still change before the end, for I will not give up a person until the lost hour of this earth has come. Therefore you should also be tirelessly active and only ever work for me and my kingdom, and your work will truly be blessed, for souls will always benefit from it, if not on earth then certainly in the kingdom of the beyond, where the souls also require the strength of my word in order to attain life and bliss. Amen.